This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How significant do you think worship music and your guys' music in particular is to that kind of development of the next generation?
Well, you know, I think it's always been something that, you know, music's always an expression, I think, just of what's going on in, you know, our heart, you know, especially when it comes to worship, because we love God, so we want to write music that expresses our love for God and our revelation of God and what we feel like He'd be saying to us. And so I think we've always tried to keep it in the same place, you know, and not to kind of wander into becoming, you know, a pop band or, you know, just making music for the sake of making music. And I think, you know, sometimes you can try and force certain things, but really it's the power comes when you rest. And we had a song called The Rhythms of Grace, and it comes from scripture, you know, it says, you know, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And I feel like that's kind of the thing that we always try and fall back onto with what we're doing musically, with worship. And so for the young people, like with Young and Free, it's the exact same thing. You know, it's a different sound. It you know, looks different, has a different vibe, but the heart of it's the same. And so I think for us, as long as that's kind of the thing that we're resting on, then whatever it sounds like or looks like or feels like, you know, it'll still be true to being worship.
Yeah. Is it a clear choice for you guys to make that kind of focus the focus of your music? Because I know a lot of people can look at Hillsong United and Hillsong in general and see so many different aspects and ask questions about different, you know, things, fashion, money, all of it all comes up. But for you guys, what is your guys' focus? Like, what are you looking to do with the music and the ministry of the church as well?
Me personally, I know if I can speak for the other guys, is we want with our songs and wherever we go, where we're playing music or leading worship, we want people to connect with God, and we want people to actually have that real connection. And so with all of our songs, they're not about any of the things like that, like you mentioned. They're not about fame or women or anything like that. They're actually about they're about Jesus. So. And it's kind of like
that's right.
It's in our songs that we love God, and we want people to have a connection with God when they sing our songs. And that, I mean, that's for me. That's really I love coming back to that and reminding myself of that often.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that has become, you know. I guess it can sound cliche, but it's a truth, you know. Ultimately, it's about the heart of what we do, and then what it looks like doesn't matter, you know. And it's funny because our humanity always is fixated on the outward appearance, you know. And so if you dress a certain way, you know, like we can be, oh, why do you dress like that if it's worship? And, you know, if you dress a different way, you know, why do you have to be... The two extremes can still be our natural thing is to look at it, you know. Mm. And you know, for us, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what you look like. It doesn't really matter what, you know, even something sounds like. I think there's got to be a purity to where the songs come from and then how they're communicated. And I, you know, our passion is always to do things with excellence and to, you know, there's no reason to have to kind of, you know, you don't want to distract people. You don't want to do anything that is, you know, self-glorifying in any way, shape or form. And that's always a temptation for anybody in any facet of life. But at the same time, you know, we believe that if we're going to do things and we're going to do it for the glory of God, then we might as well be doing it well. And yeah, that's
and
always been our heart.
Too, you know, having it's about when you serve God, or you're doing whatever you're doing for God, whether it be, you know, whatever, it's not meant to be a chore. You're meant to enjoy it. We believe that.
And from everything we've seen so far about the making of the new album Zion, you guys have been having a whole lot of fun, especially New York for you, Joel. Like, you look like you're having an absolute blast there. Tell us a little bit about your move to New York and also the process of making that new album as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy leap, I guess, and very difficult to leave, you know, Australia. I never thought I'd leave Sydney for any reason. But, you know, I couldn't. You know, I felt like God was calling us there, and it's been an incredible adventure, and it's definitely been the most challenging thing I've ever been a part of. But, you know, a huge part of that, obviously, with what we're doing with United, because there's a few of the guys live in New York, and the vast majority of everybody's in Sydney. So, you know, it means that we have to... it means that when we see each other, we have longer hugs, which is good. But, you know...
Man hug.
Yeah, but, you know, when we came to doing the album, you know, we did half of it in Australia and half of it in New York, And it was just, we had a blast. Basically, everybody lived in this abandoned warehouse in the Lower East Side of New York City, which is just basically infested by rats and...
and band members.
And it was damp and band members basically living in mattresses. But it was just amazing. And it was really a great experience. And we literally would just kind of play music all day, every day, and all night, every night. And... you know, JD was even on the drums at one point. You know, it felt like it was the first project that we've ever done. It was like playing music for the first time with your friends, and so it was very refreshing. Yeah. And I feel like the songs came out of a really pure place too. So it's exciting.
It was really cool. I mean, you know, when you're workshopping the songs, getting excited about the songs, hearing them, and like looking at each other, going, "I think this is awesome. Like, I think this could work." And everyone's kind of thinking the same thing. It gets really exciting, and I think we haven't really done it like that for ever.
For a while, yeah, definitely.
The travel thing is quite a huge part of your band's identity, of the ministry of Hillsong. Do you view it as taking your church on the road, or is there kind of like a church is here, Hillsong United is here? Like, is it a separate thing for you?
No, it's all about, like, for us anyway, you know, church. Like, we've come, you know, from Hillsong Church, and we're as planted in the church now as we ever, you know, have been or will be. And for us, I know a little slogan that came out of Tenny a few years ago. He kind of just said this thing for us, that, you know, it started in the church and it will it'll end in the church. It's going to finish in the church. Sorry, I didn't want to misquote him, but so I think, you know, that's where it all comes from. And I love it. There's so much stuff that happens and goes on, but for us, you know, I love it's the way that we've been brought up in, and so it's in our DNA, and hopefully we can, you know, keep passing that on to the next generation that comes through. You know, it's about making sure that the church is strong. That's base for us, and everything out of that is kind of is a bonus.
Yeah, cool.
Originally the first tours were about you know, kind of taking what happens in our youth ministry on a Friday night and sharing it with other people. That was kind of, I guess, how the intent of when it all first started. And I kind of feel like now it's still we're just taking what God's doing in our lives, I guess, even within our church, taking that and sharing it with other people. And I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. I love being a part of that.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I think we can often think that church holds us back from doing certain things, and it's certainly not. I believe, you know, God's plan for the church, and I feel like, you know, the great thing about our leaders has always been that, you know, if we remain planted, then, you know, we should be, our branches should spread, you know, far and wide, and so, you know, we see church as always being our home, always being, you know, what we were birthed out of, what we're about, what we're here to build. But, you know, if that anchor's strong, then we can go as far as, you know, as we like, to reach as many people as we can, and to keep it simple and just have a good time.
Yeah. As we finish up, one last question for you guys. As people see you on stage tonight, as they pick up the new album Zion, what is the key thing that you want them to go, you know, and take away from that?
You know, I feel like the message behind the new album really is just everybody understanding that no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what the circumstances of their life, that they were created by God with a specific plan and purpose for their life. And so, you know, I feel like tonight, whenever we lead worship, the people would connect, you know, not with a bunch of, you know, loudy guys from Australia, but that they would connect with their creator. And that in that moment, they'd understand that that he loves them and that he has a plan for them, and that they have a part to play in what God is doing, establishing his kingdom here on earth.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.